views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here is your host, Dr. Bree.
Welcome, everyone, to the Silver Gaia Show, heard on Transformation Talk Radio. Last April, I was asked by the Creator Source and the Mother Goddess Gaia to bring Ascended Masters and Master Teachers together to start to help bring knowledge to the New Earth so people weren't in fear of this. And so as I did this journey, I was led to people I had never met, read about, talked to them, through different people, talked about them, I should say. And what happened is I ended up talking to Diane Robbins that put me in touch with Catherine J. Lehman, which is my guest today, which is an actress and a life coach and holds so many different degrees. And she went on this search about truth. What was the truth about things? And so, Catherine, thank you for joining my show today. I really appreciate it. And having one of the master teachers here that I've really admired for a long time. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for asking me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's been a great delight to work.
It's been fun, huh?
Yeah.
We have fun. So tell us a little bit about your life that you've had and searching for the truth.
Well, let me see if I can put that in a real small capsule, because my life never stops. I became very conscious of searching for the truth at the age of 9 when my grandmother passed away, and wasn't finding it in the churches. I went from church to church to church all through out my life, and then I began to get more involved with the metaphysical community and the Native American community, and I began to find some answers and some truth there.
Okay. And so when you're looking for that truth by leaving the churches, like I've done the same thing, and you start working in the metaphysical community, when you finally found what was real for you, how did you hold on to that?
It's not easy. When something, I can only speak from my own personal experience, when it resonates in truth for me, uh-huh, I can feel it very deep within my body and in my being. And there is a knowing that does not come from the mind, but comes from the soul.
Right.
And whether it's something about something I want to know or about my own path in life, it could be a multiple of things. But what happens is, as soon as I get that truth, then it seems like there are those people that want to step up and challenge it. And that's right. Fine. They are welcome to do that. And I think that's what humanity does all the time anyway.
Right.
I mean, masters were all about that. You know, that's why they had disciples, and the disciples, challenged them.
Right.
So it really causes me to then take a second look and say, you know, is this really my truth?
Right.
And so I call them like my noble friends, because it makes me take a second look. And then I feel it and I know it. And for me, it's my truth. Mm-hmm. It's the truth, but it's my truth. And I feel very open to that. I'm also open to knowing that that truth, at some point, as I evolve, as I expand in my own consciousness, that truth will evolve along with me, and it could change along the way.
That's very true. I know that mine has. Every day is like a new learning experience and new truth coming out of us right now. So, you know, with the new energy that's here, a lot of people are afraid of it. And I'm just going, embrace it, please. There's nothing wrong with it. How do you explain it to them? And we're going to do another show on this, but something to get out a little bit.
Okay, well, yes, there are a multitude of energies on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It boils down to, it's either an energy based in love or it's an energy based in fear. And off of fear comes doubt and anxiety and worry and, you know, all of those negative type of feelings. I don't want to call them negative per se. I'm just using that as a way of saying they're different than love. And right now, it's about knowing that people have to step into their truth. That's why this energy is on the rise. It's like, are you going to listen outside of yourself all the time? Or are you going to go within and to find your own truth? You don't need to have somebody else, whether it's the government, a minister, whoever it may be, and they may all be wonderful people, but what is your personal truth? And that's what I help people to discover.
Great. No, I'm really glad to hear that. I know I've been questioned about mine. And, you know, I don't care if they think I'm way out there, you know, because sometimes I am, right? But as long as I stay in my love state and in truth, I know I'm doing the right things. Exactly. Was expected out of me for my journey. And when I was asked to bring you on the show, you know, thanks to Diane, right? And getting us in touch. And that was a funny situation. And how it all came about, right? And I'm going, oh my gosh, we're finding more and more teachers to bring into this collectiveness that we're supposed to be at right now.
You know, I've been thinking about this for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And as we evolve and as we update, I do not see myself so much as a teacher, because the word teacher tends to have an old paradigm energy to it. So I like to call it a sharer of information. Here's what I found. I can share it. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, that's fine. But I like to pass on the information. So I'm more of a sharer, I think, than a teacher, though other people that come to my workshops or whatever, you know, like to call it.
It's just a label, you know, and some people are comfortable with that word.
Right.
And some are, some aren't. So we kind of do the thing that we're doing. So what started you on your own truth?
Well, as I said, it was when, you know, my grandmother had passed away and I was looking for things. And then I had a psychic experience that I couldn't explain it. There was no explanation possible. Mm-hmm. And it threw me into such a tailspin that I had to start looking and investigating and expanding, you know, my search, which ultimately took me to Scotland, where I ended up in the Church of Psychic Science, getting trained in my own talents and abilities, and they helped me to hone those before I came back to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing to go in Scotland and do all that. That's must have been amazing. So you have quite a few degrees underneath you, and I'm just amazed, you know, from your PhD and everything else you've done. And how do you take all of those and make it into one? You're an actress, you've got, you know, philosophy, your PhD, and all the other ones, right? How did you able to combine everything together?
Well, I had a great teacher who is no longer walking the earth, but is probably standing behind me, who told me that I came in to do what was called the braided way. And so I take all of these and they find a way to come together. Uh-huh. And it's like I have this giant toolbox. And because I've studied with so many different you know, Indigenous people and master teachers from around the world, it's when somebody comes to me, I feel in, I listen. What do they need out of my toolbox? You know, some need a crowbar. Some need, some need just a little, like, you know, a screwdriver or something. But I look and see what resonates for each person. I listen and I feel.
I know with me, I had to take a crowbar and get that clamshell off of me, you know, because of protection. And it was like, I was like, oh, I should have probably taken two, you know, it just go bam, you know. So anyway, we only have a couple more minutes to the break. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we take our first break?
I really want people to not be afraid of the new energies that are coming in. I know we're going to talk more about that at another show, but there is a whole lot of love that's out there, and there are angels, there are guides, there are teachers. Call on them. They're not here to do it alone.
Right.
And get as much meditation music in, get as much power of positive thinking in, find other people who are like you, and just trust that it's all happening for a good reason.
Right. And that's what I really believe. A lot of people have called me and they said, we're not sure about this energy. It's going to be kind of rocky for a while, right? I'm like, no, it's not going to be. If you just embrace it and love yourself and love the energy, it's going to be fine. With the Christ consciousness on the earth, how can you be afraid of that?
Right.
You know? And so, you know, I just get really excited about it. People are like going, are you ever going to calm down? No. No. I actually had one of my students came by and she goes, you talked about this 3 years ago, you know, not so much in the New Earth, but just saying how things were going to change and bring up different dimensions. Right.
Right.
And as you and I both know, they're light ways of opening up doorways, however you want to say. We just in the third dimension use a word. Right. And she goes, how did you know? I said, well, just some of us are here to share what we are given early to help guide you.
Right.
You know, how do you feel about that?
I think that's very true that we're here. And I sometimes, you know, I find the ones that I am guiding also guide me in the process.
Correct.
You know, with their, you know, with what they're going through, I learn something from it as well. So it feels like a mutual exchange.
Right. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we're back with more with Captain J. Lehman.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silvergaia.net.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Take us with you on that morning commute. Download your favorite podcast from the Transformation Radio Network. Just visit transformationradio.fm.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine, I've got to ask you, you work with the Divine Mother, Mother Mary.
I do.
Can you tell us some of that and how that journey started for you and bring your messages through?
Well, one of the things that started me off that I found out later and didn't realize, when I was a young child, I was abused a lot, and this woman would come and sit on the end of my bed and work to soothe me. And I used to call her the Blue Lady because she was dressed in blue. The church had put a very old statue of her there. Of course, it was fenced off. There was a little wooden fence that says do not touch. But the church had put these crowns on her and all of these capes and jewels, and I was just wanting to scream and like take that off of her.
Right.
And I looked around, and in the corner there were a lot of wheelchairs, there were crutches. You could see where people had been healed and walked out. So I get there with and the place is packed because the tour buses have come through. Well, I wait till everybody leaves, and then I'm looking around, I don't see anybody, and I sneak up to the statue. And I kneel down and I reach through the fence just to touch the hem of her garment because, you know, I'm full at heart. So and it was wood, and I touched it, and an electrical shock went through my arm that threw me into a grand mal seizure.
Oh,
I'd
wow.
never before in my life. And in that moment, she revealed to me my past lives, why my life was the way it is. I wasn't even sure I believed in past lives, but I do now. Why am I going the way that it went, the walk I needed to do, not exactly what my future looked like, but that, you know, what I needed to do. And at that moment, I received her, I don't know what you want to call it, but transmission, divine transmission of love,
right,
that was beyond anything humanly possible to give. I sobbed and sobbed and wept because that love was so intense and so big and so real. I dedicated my life to serving her and her consciousness, whether it's Kuan Yin, whoever it's the divine feminine, as far as I'm concerned.
Correct.
And I ended up, actually, one of the bus mates came looking for me and found me, sobbing uncontrollably, and picked me up and laid me on the grass and said, "You've just been granted a state of grace. We will wait for you." So finally, you know, he got me into the bus, and I sobbed like that for 4 hours. We ended up in Munich real quick. We ended up in Munich, Germany. And right at that time, a riot was breaking out, and the new neo-Nazi movement was on the move. And so the 13 of us scattered because there was gunfire, there was stuff going on, and I ran down an alleyway. And there happened to be one tiny little door that was cracked open. There's no markings on these doors whatsoever, so I didn't know what I was going to get myself into. So I opened the door, I stepped in, and I quickly closed the door, and I turned around, and there is the statue of the Dark Madonna again, and like 50 candles all lit, and the transmission happened all over again. And she hit me again with it. And they couldn't find me for a while. They almost left me in Munich because sobbing so much, but that's how it all started.
Oh, wow. So do you have any special messages from her at all for us or anything?
Well, it's how I work with her. There are people, they can find that on one of my websites, the KatherineLehman.com website. I give a little thing on, it's called the mother's lap. So feel like you're sitting in the mother's lap. And many people have said they have smelled roses or they have seen my face change. So there's two ways I work with mother. One is to go in and channel that energy. And the other is, she's talking to me right now, to just give the message. And I would say the message that she wants to give right now to the people is to remember love. They were born from love. They were created from love. Love is the only true spark that there is. Everything else is an illusion in this world, created so that we could find the truth of who we really are, which is pure love. And she's sending her grace. Grace helps us to feel peaceful and to find the grace within one's own solar plexus. She's pointing to me to the solar plexus for people to go very deep and breathe and relax, and they can feel the grace of her presence just loving them.
Yeah, well, I don't know about the other listeners, but I have chills going through me right now.
And I think we're, you know, in channeling sessions when someone is really not standing in their truth and has had a few sessions with her, her love can get pretty strong, like a mother, and admonish or scold them, you know, because that's what a mom, to me, that's what a mama does. You know, she loves her children so much that when they need a scolding, they get a scolding, but it's always gentle.
Right. You know, somebody had told me one time, do you never make Mother Mary angry at you?
That's right.
Okay, so Bree has to admit, she said something really dumb one time a long time ago, and I had to call the person back because I got a scolding, and I've never forgotten it, and it was basically to remember who and why I'm here, right? It was like, enough is enough. You know why you're here. Don't feel sorry for yourself. Pull yourself back up, not those words, right? But you know what I'm saying. Pull yourself back up by your bootstraps and start doing your journey.
I've got the t-shirt, the pants, the jacket, all of that.
You can write the book and reread your own story. I was just like going, wow. So I called the shaman back and told him about it, right? And he goes, well, how'd it feel? I said, like I got a spanking. You know?
It's humbling for sure.
It very much is.
The ego can feel a little humiliated, which it needed to feel. But very humbling. Very humbling. Brought me to mind a couple of times.
Yeah. It took the one time.
For me. Dance, you know, and she said something and it's like, well, you know, I'm going to try it this way. And then I land flat on my face and she says, are you ready now? Can you do it my way?
Working with the Divine Mother and, you know, Divine Feminine is amazing what it does for us. And with this new energy, we're bringing actually ancient knowledge back, which, you know, I'm really about that. It's like, wow, you know, it's back.
Well, it's all defined feminine energy, you know, it's whether it's the Dalai Lama, and it's been many indigenous peoples around the world said this world is going to heal through the feminine, through the divine feminine. And that's what the Mother Earth is reclaiming herself.
Oh, yeah. And the beautiful crystal we live on. Think about it.
I know.
I was telling my husband, it's just not dirt. We're living on this big crystal, you know.
That's right.
And he goes, I never thought of it that way. You know, he has his thoughts, I have mine, and then we kind of put them together. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more with you. And we're going to talk about Diane Robbins for a few minutes.
your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life. Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Listen while you work. Streaming live on any device. Tune in to the Transformation Radio Network. Visit TransformationRadio.fm.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to talk about someone that has been such a great inspiration to me and many. Diane Robbins brings through transmissions directly from the inner earth realms of the nature kingdom to help us to understand the inner consciousness and of the life of earth. Oh, I'm tripping over my teeth, Catherine.
Yeah, we're all interconnected here, yeah.
All right. So you want to talk about her a little bit?
Sure. Diane has been a great inspiration for me. I first learned about her when I got her book, Telos, from her website, and got connected with Adama, that is, you know, one of the master teachers in Mount Shasta, that lives in the community that lives in Mount Shasta. And I took one of my groups to see her and to look at her and to listen to her speak. She was such a being of light. I was speechless. She has an amazing heart. She's very dedicated and authentic. And you don't find many authentic people in this field, as you all know, but she's very dedicated to her work. And the channelings that come through her books, whether it's Telos or Hollow Earth or the Tree Talk, or she's got Crystal Kingdom, you know, the Cestations, they all have important messages. And they're all messages about love and how we are connected to each other. And She is amazing. She does it word for word. She does not change and put any of her own words. She does not edit it. She tells it as she gets it. That's how she writes it. And she has a monthly newsletter. I think it's monthly, that keeps us updated, right? So, you know, I really want people to go to her website, not Amazon, because there's other people who have written books on Telos, but to go to her website where she can get the most benefit. And that's www.diane, D-I-A-N-N-E, Robbins, R-O-B-B-I-N-S.com, and be able to see what she's about and to order her books, because I just love her. She's one of us.
Right. And the one thing she's coming out with is audiobooks. I'm really excited about that. And that's going to come out in a few weeks. And so that's one thing. You know, the one thing I like about her books is that she does not change one word that is brought to her.
I know. Now, I've never met anyone who's done that for the book.
No. You know, a lot of times they channel the book or their medium and the consciousness leaves, and then they come back and they reword some stuff. She does not.
Nope.
And I love that. That's really of integrity, of love.
Well, you can also feel the vibration.
Uh-huh.
When people read her books, I know, because a lot of the people that I work with have read her books.
Right.
They feel hopeful. They feel like there's ascension is really real, and that they feel the love that comes off of those books. And they remember having lived in Lemuria or Atlantis. These books, you know, it brings back memories. It's like it awakens part of your own Akashic records when you're reading them.
Right. Do you think, you know, I got a question on that, because I came back here 6 years ago. I started teaching and guiding people 3 years ago, right? And I brought out Lemuria and different things, and they're like, what? What's that, right? Do you think people forgot? And some of them are our age. I mean, they forgot about that ancient knowledge that's so important to know.
Yes, they did forget. They went to sleep. Mm-hmm. Many of the people that were left on the Earth's surface, many of us went underground.
Right.
But many who were left on the surface were then reprogrammed, kind of deprogrammed and reprogrammed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why there's a lack of memory. But what's, you know, it's kind of like a computer. After a while, you know, there's so many updates, but then a program doesn't work anymore. Because when the computer, i.e. myself, keeps getting updated in the DNA, the old, you're going to, you know, being asleep, no longer can be there. There's an update. So it's kind of like artificial intelligence, only it's not artificial.
Right.
This programming that has been done has just been now demolished. It's beginning to go away so that the truth and the memories of who we really are can begin to surface again.
You know, when I started talking about truth 3 years ago, right? You're going to understand this one, right? People really thought I was really out there, right? But you know what? I didn't care. I was going to get my message through. And you're kind of the same way. You know, we get our feelings hurt sometimes, but then there's times it's like, I don't care anymore. This message has to get out. You know, it's a part of us. And with me, as you know, I came back with all my memories. And it's like, guys, we listen, because I got a lot to share. You know, and it's like, so listen to what we're trying to say. One, don't fear this energy, because it's all love.
Right.
And actually, I was talking to someone, and I said, you know what? The fear energy is from the old energy. Don't bring that old energy with you now.
Yeah, and it's coming up for its last hurrah. You know, the dark unconscious energy is trying desperately to hang on and keep people dumbed down, and it's a losing battle for them. It's not going to happen.
No. Mm-mm.
The more we embrace love, the more it has less to feed on. If we embrace fear, they feed on that energy. because that's what keeps them going. But if we embrace the love and just kind of like, yeah, well, okay, your time is up there.
Right.
You know, it'll get better faster.
So what would you suggest for people to do? One, get Diane's books. I have to admit that one. They can contact you. They can contact me. But what if they're just needing something right now so they can get, you know, something that they can reach out for that love and feel that love that we all feel right now?
Well, you know, whenever somebody comes into my office or when I talk to them on the phone, the first thing I like to do is get them in touch with their guardian angel.
There you go.
Because if they just got quiet for a moment and they could calm their mind, here's a really neat technique. The mind goes into fear and goes into rapid fire when the tongue is pasted to the top of the mouth.
Right.
Okay. So if they relax their tongue down off the roof of their mouth and they take, even if it's just three long, deep breaths and put all their attention on their heart or their solar plexus and let the body relax. And then they begin to feel the presence and invoking, whether it's their guardian angel, whoever it may be, their soul, it doesn't matter, the mother, and just be quiet and breathe and keep that tongue down. And every time the tongue goes up, breathe and drop it and just stay focused on the word grace or peace or love, something like that resonates with them. They will immediately shift within 1.5 minutes. It'll be done.
Wow. I know for me, I was told to do this journey with grace and ease.
Yes.
When I was asked to do this in April, right? To bring, you know, instructors forward. I'm starting not to like the word teacher. You're getting it to me already. just some of us that have been out there that were gone for a while and now we're back again, right?
Right.
And to bring the masters, different masters forward, because we're all masters in our own way.
Absolutely.
And that's one thing I want to talk about. People say, well, you can't be an ascended master because you're not off planet. That is so not true.
That is not true.
And, you know, everybody could be, is an ascended master of some kind.
Well, you know, when I have my meditation classes and we go around, ring the bell and everybody checks in, one of the things I have them do is they have to put the word master in front of their names. Maybe Master Bob, Master Shelley, Master whomever, but to claim that part that remembers.
And I'm glad to hear that.
Forward, yeah.
Right. No, I'm really glad to hear that. So I know for me, if there's one word, one sentence or word, because I'm not really a one word person, and everybody knows that, I would say right now, take that time and breathe in those golden particles from Source.
Oh,
also,
absolutely. Another good one. Yes.
And I do that several times a day. I'll do like five in the morning, five in the afternoon, five in the mid, you know, around dinner time, five at bedtime. If I'm awake at 3 o'clock, I'm doing five of them, you know. Some people do up to 50 at a time. Well, you know, I can't do that. I'm going to hyperventilate myself. You know, so I'll do five of them. But that prana breathing is so important. Taking it down to Gaia, coming back up, let it settle in the heart chakra. I think it's really important that people do that. And that's an exercise that anybody can do.
Right. I love that technique. I do that myself. Yes.
And the other thing is the healing springs that Gaia opened up last July is go down to the springs and have her, I thought they were goddesses. And she firmly told me, they're my priestesses, right? I was like, going, okay, I get that. I'm sorry. You know, and go to the healing springs. I don't tell people my experience because everybody's experience has been so different. It's been great. And, you know, we have to get a break, but what I want to say is do the prana breathing, bring in those golden particles through the crown, past the mind's eye, you know, past the throat chakra, past the thymus, put it in your heart, spread it out as far as you can. So we'll be right back with more Catherine J. Lehman and the Silver Guy Show.
and consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Dr. Brie Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Brie works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Brie's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Imagine a world where good news,
oh yeah,
positive information and stories were the mainstream. Tell us your positive story. Hashtag positivity rules. You are listening to the Transformation Radio Network.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Catherine, I've got to ask you one major question that a lot of people don't ask. How have you been able to be an actress in Hollywood, right? And then now you're here. And you've been in the metaphysical world for a long time, and I don't even like that title, metaphysical world, right?
Neither.
So thank you. So have you been able to manage it all together? Because I know a lot of other actresses don't talk about that.
Well, you know, much to my surprise, there is some very conscious people in Hollywood. And they are working, there's both the light and the dark in Hollywood. We're starting to see a few more conscious movies come out. I happen to have been recommended when I first went to Hollywood a few years ago to a coach by the name of John Coppola. And he's very much on the same mindset that I am. He has Studio C in Hollywood. And he has helped me to blend what I know, my truth. He's all about bringing out the truth of who you are as an actor. And so he's been able to show me how to blend who I am, to take all of my experiences and use them in whatever role I'm playing in acting.
Wow.
So they do fit together. You know, there are other actors that don't do this, but what I have is such a wide array of international experiences that I can call on and pull through for any particular role, and the understanding, the higher understanding of what's going on. And why I got into acting, I think this is really important, is because I wanted to help raise the consciousness in Hollywood, because I did my master's thesis on movies and how movies affect and give messages to the psyche of human beings. And I think need to get better movies out there. We need to start getting some things going. I want to be like Julianne Moore in Alice, Still Alice, on Alzheimer's, and the recent one that came out, which was Arrival, absolutely marvelous movie, a positive movie about connecting with, extraterrestrials.
Right.
A positive one, with Amy Adams. She was amazing. So that's part of the role I want to play, is to bring those kind of movies to the forefront.
And that is so important. Because I watch some of my stuff, my son, I walk in his room and he's watching, I'm just going, oh no. There has to be more of a positive awareness. And the other thing is, some of these movies that they are doing are so true to life that people take it as fiction when it's not.
When it's not.
Yeah,
I could tell, and there are so many hidden messages in the movie. Uh-huh. People have no idea what they're watching when they're watching a movie, and all the hidden messages that come through. You have to really be awake and aware to understand the hidden messages in the movies. So,
and one of them is one I have to admit to is The Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah.
I'm going, that's not fake. Sorry, guys. Really watch that and read through the lines.
Right.
That was my, and so people have studied that, and I've studied it. I'm going, oh my gosh.
Right.
So anyway, you have Mount Shasta's retreat coming up.
I do. Thank you for asking. Mount Shasta is an amazing place. And many masters, in fact, anyone knows Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon,
right,
has called, and the Dalai Lama has called it probably one of the highest energy vortexes and nulls on the planet.
Right.
And every indigenous group practically has gone there to do ceremony. It's a very, very high vibration, and it's directly connected to the Great Pyramid in Giza and, to the Hollow Earth, which is another one of Diane's book, to Mykos and the Portho Logos Library. Uh-huh. It's amazing what's there. And so what I did this past year, is in July, the end of July, I take a group of people who want to get in touch psychically and energetically through to those masters that are living in Mount Shasta and the energies that are there. And everybody that went, just about every single person, had a life transformative experience. And there were people in their 70s and 80s who thought they couldn't walk the mountain. The energy was so high, they walked it practically without a hitch. And the water there, we drink the water, it's amazing what it does to your body. It's the highest vibrational water on the planet, practically. So it's one of those things where if anybody really wants to have a deep connection to their soul and to have an amazing spiritual experience with nature and with telos, Mount Shasta is it. And we have a limited space. So it's on my website called Evolutionary Soul Psychic. That's one website that I have, or Catherine Lehman. If you can't remember that, go to CatherineLehman.com. But EvolutionarySoulPsychic.com, and there are flyers there on that journey. And you will not be able to even explain it to anyone else when you get done, because you will be speechless. So it's fine. It's very high in anybody into ETs, because there are ships going in and out of there all the time, and I'm very much into ETs. So that's what I do, And we stay in an amazing place out in the middle of the woods, on a stream, fully in with nature, and we get, all organic food. It's wonderful. And you're coming with me this time. So
I am. I'm going to be there. Tristan and I will be there. And this information is also going to be on the Silver Gaia website. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful retreat. Highly recommended, let me tell you. So what else have we missed? Anything that we need to talk about? I know there's lots we need to talk about.
The other thing I want to say about that, if anyone is really interested in receiving the energies of ascension, that's what Mount Shasta is all about.
Right.
And how to ascend in your body. You don't have to die and leave your body to ascend. And, there are others that have gone before us to prepare the way that actually were able to transmute the energy in their body. And transmuting and healing is what's happening at Mount Chest.
Right. And true Lemurian healers are there, so which is a good thing.
You know, the best way for people to get in touch with me is, send me an email from the website, and then I will give them or, you a my phone number, and you can contact me.
Okay. Well, you know that. We only have a couple minutes left, and so I want to thank you for being on the program. And next week on Thursday, you're going to be on, and we're going to talk about this new energy and why they don't need to be in fear.
Right.
And not worry about anything. The one thing, I had one thing that was written to me, actually, we had electricity down yesterday, it came up, and I saw it this morning, right? And they're all worried about the new president. I want to say it that way, right? Mm-hmm. And the new president that's going to be taken.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So all I'm going to say is the veil is thinning, very thin right now. The truth is going to come out. Everybody just calm down, because the new earth is here and it's not going to let anything bad happen.
Nope.
Just calm down.
Nope.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think, I agree with you. I think there are things that need to change in this country. I think mm-hmm. there are so many things that have been corrupt worldwide. One of them is the monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on someone's definition of bad. But I think, things need to collapse so they
right.
can be recreated. So yes, there's going to be chaos in order to have creation, because creation doesn't happen without chaos. But if we hold our center and go through saying, yay, and celebrate the downfall so there can be, the phoenix rising out of the ashes, we're going to be just fine.
No kidding. We so are. That's why. Okay, so we got a minute left. Catherine, thank you so much for joining me today and being a part of this show. And one thing I want everybody to know, that Catherine is going to be a regular on the show. So you're going to be hearing a lot from her. And you're welcome. And I'm so blessed to have you working with us. And then we have Judy Kelly coming on here. So a lot of us getting together to bring this information through. So again, look up Catherine Lehman .com and you'll find her and her websites. And we'll see you again next week on the Silver Guys Show. Have a great day. God is blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs each week, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.